You're not going to start planting bulbs now, are you?
Not yet. Not yet. I mean, we're early to mid-September here. So, but bulbs are showing up in the local stores. The big box stores have gotten many of them already, and more are coming in to the more locally owned folks who know a little better about when bulbs should come in. But if you want a good selection, it's worth making the rounds. If you buy some bulbs now, this is, again, early September, and it's really too early to be planting these. Normally, we want to wait until late September, October, and planting into November is fine as long as the ground's not frozen. But if we plant them too early, they can start growing roots too early and get enough of their cold temperature requirement that they may want to start to sprout too early, sprout green tops. And I've seen, unfortunately, when we've had real mild fall weather, or when we get our freeze-thaw activity in January or February, that some stuff, tulips, daffodils, sprout really early. And the problem with that is then they get, because it's normally followed by a cold spell, we can pretty much count on that, then they get frosted back, the growing tips do. Usually the flower buds are deep underground yet with that first frost, but each time they get frosted back and some dieback happens, those bulbs are using energy to grow new leaves. And if they lose enough energy, then those plants either are quite stunted and don't flower as well as we would like them to. So if we can wait till later, keep them, if you buy the bulbs now and wait until early to mid-October, then they're, whatever it is, I think it's 12 or 14 weeks of chilling time. The roots are still growing under the ground, hopefully under snow cover or under some spruce branches, hemlock branches that you might use to moderate the soil temperatures. Then the shoots start to come up at the proper time and hopefully don't emerge. With some things like snowdrops, we've had snowdrops blooming relatively normally in February and March. Crocus usually follow those in late March and April, and then on to the daffodils and tulips and lilies and other stuff that follow then in May and June and beyond.
Okay,
but it's timing, you know, working on your plant timing as well as helping Mother Nature with their timing.
Yeah, you just told us a few weeks ago that just to kind of hold off and store them away in a part of the garage there that's kind of moderated and kind of cool and
right.
Dark.
Cool and dry. Yeah, cool, dry, and dark. So temperatures, 40s and 50s are fine. Not much warmer than that. But again, you do, if you see them in the grocery store or other stores, that's in that more like 60s and low 70s. That's warmer than you want. And there the bulbs are still drying out. They are, got to remember, these things are alive, but they are quite moist when they are harvested and then cured, kind of like we've cured garlic. So we don't want them to continue to dry out too much. Again, then there's loss of moisture, loss of energy. And so we want to keep those bulbs nice and plump. Be careful about if you put them in a plastic bag, leave plastic bags open, because otherwise you can hold too much moisture inside a plastic bag. Better to keep them in paper bags, or sometimes there's mesh bags that are available. Again, in that cool place, maybe in a cardboard box, but open. So again, they've got to breathe. They've got to have oxygen to be alive.
Okay. Ed Bryarski, thank you.
You're welcome, Matt. We'll talk more about planting bulbs later.
Okay.